Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, I would like to give you the gift of international podcast listens.
Yay!
Okay, we have a podcast, and if you're listening live right now, you're missing a lot before and after. You don't have to miss it later on in the day because we upload the podcast, this show, segment by segment, and you can listen to anything that you want, the whole show or just one segment or two, and you can find that on any podcasting platform. But Kristen loves the fact that we have listeners in different parts of the world.
You know, and I think it's because I've been doing this for so friggin' long. Like, 21 years ago when we were doing radio, that just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever market you're in, that's who can hear you. But now, thanks to this thing called the internet, like, the fact that somebody in Australia knows our show, I just think that's so freaking cool.
You were doing this before there was even a Romania. And here we are in Romania right now. So now the way that these podcast numbers come down, they are coming in the form of a flag of that country and not the specific name of the country. Some of the flags I can identify. And there's one today I cannot. Okay. But I can tell you we're still doing very well in Romania.
Nice.
We're doing great in South Africa still. Indonesia crushing it. 36th most listened to podcast in the comedy in Indonesia. Thank you, Mo, for going.
Yes, sir. I do what I can.
But there's one that we ranked on today, and I don't understand what country it is because I'm just not smart enough. It's a red flag, right? The base of the flag is red, and it's got a blue cross on it, and the cross starts a little bit juxtaposed on the left side of the flag. If I didn't know any better, it would be like a Scandinavian country. It kind of looks Norway-ish or Sweden. It has that kind of feel to it, but I don't know what country that is.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to just tell you?
I have no idea. What is it?
Well, you already guessed. It was your first guess.
Norway?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Norway.
No kidding.
Norway!
Yeah.
We're on in Norway.
We are number 217 in the comedy category in Norway, man.
Okay.
All right, working our way up.
Climbing.
I love it. That's so funny.
Mo, who has betrayed you?
My lady and my friends.
So everybody?
All of them. My entire circle of trust, and I'm thinking about cutting them all off and starting over. Now, this might be childish of me. I'll admit that. However, I'm standing on it. I feel a way, and I feel like they betrayed me. And, well, technically, I will start with this. It's my lady's birthday, right? So she's going to have a little bit of leeway there. However,
today is?
No, and that's the thing. That's where I'm going. When does it stop?
Birthday immunity?
It just, this is like, her birthday was on the 12th, right? So we like 3 days past now.
Yeah.
And first of all, she has the worst placement of a birthday when you're in a relationship to me ever.
Yeah.
Because you got to deal with Christmas, and then her birthday is a couple weeks after that, and then a couple of weeks after that, you got Valentine's Day. So it's like, I need people to send donations. It's rough out here.
I need a little bit of background. Is she one of these people that reminds you that their birthday is 30 days out and then reminds you that it's 25 days out and then 14 days out? Or is she just like, not a big deal?
No, she's definitely the first person.
Okay.
She reminds me. And not only does she remind me, it's a matter of celebrating her birthday like four times for one birthday. Like, we've already gone to a birthday dinner. We already celebrated her birthday with her family. And then now we're supposed to celebrate her birthday again this coming up weekend because it's a 3-day weekend. So she wanted to take a small trip to celebrate her birthday then as well.
Okay. This must be a milestone birthday then.
No.
Okay.
Well, every birthday technically is a milestone.
Well, you sound just like her.
I'm trying to give some leeway.
Which I'm not so mad at the fact that she wants to celebrate her birthday on the weekend because it's a 3-day weekend. It makes sense. I understand it. So she came to myself and my closest friend and asked if we would join her on a weekend trip to Panama City to celebrate her birthday, which was like, okay, cool, no problem. Let's all set it up.
PCB?
Yep. So I've never been. So I love to go a place I've never been. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Think Thailand, except the exact opposite.
Got it.
That's PCB.
So I probably won't enjoy it as much because I'm fresh off of Thailand and still riding that weight.
I can say, though, PCB has had a transformation because obviously I went in college for spring break and that was one PCB. And then I went last year or the year before last with my family, and it's a completely different PCB. You can't beat the beaches and the sand there.
I got no beef with it. It's got like a bad rap for years and years and years
of
that, but it shouldn't. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So we make this plan to go. We made this plan, I'd say, about 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. It's all solidified. It's all set. It's all solid. We're going. A few days ago, and I didn't expect my friends to be loyal to me in this regard, but I did expect my lady to. I never have FOMO. Let me start by saying that. That is not a thing for me. If anything, I have LOMO. No. Like, I love missing out.
You have JOMO. It's the joy of missing out, yes. And it's a real thing.
Yes.
Yes, JOMO. If you are an introvert, you do not suffer from FOMO. You suffer from JOMO, the joy of missing out.
100%. I love that. I have JOMO for sure. But I have FOMO now for the first time, and now I finally understand what people mean when they say they have anxiety of missing something. Because when we initially set this trip, we all had the same flight. But the flight leaves at like 6 p.m., I guess, because the way that the flights are set up, you either leave at like 9:50 in the morning or the next flight you can catch is pretty much at night. So you're going to either catch that first flight or you miss the entire day. Now, because we all initially had to work on Friday, that was the plan, to catch the evening flight. Mm-hmm. And we'd just miss a little bit of a Friday, but we'd still get the Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Cool. That was the plan. That was the plan all this time. Now, if they had made a different plan initially, obviously I could have got ahead of it and tried to make arrangements. No one did that. That was the plan. We were all set. 2 days ago, for whatever reason, my dude comes to me and says, hey, I don't think it makes a lot of sense for us to take that evening flight. So me and my lady and my other friend who's also going, they all decide they're just going to take the day off.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I go to my lady and I'm like, yo, they're going to be there before us. We're going to miss a little bit of the day, but it's all good. At least we're going together. At that point, I could see that her face.
Oh, no.
She made like a facial expression that was like, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. And I'm like, nah, what you mean? Hold on. So she says, well, my other friend who's also going apparently reached out to her. And because she has the kind of job where she can work anywhere and it doesn't matter, she said, well, I was thinking it only makes sense for me to meet them there, too. So I said, no, you can't. You can't do that. That's not how that works. We got to go together. Like, you can't just leave, make me be the only person that's going to miss the entire day. And then y'all get there in the morning. And like, no, that's not a thing.
Your ride and die is just leaving you.
Like, she didn't even like think about it. Like, it wasn't even a conversation of like, should we do it? She said, no. I mean, what does it matter? Uh-huh. Like, you'll get there when you get there. We can go earlier. So everyone now is going without me. And everyone think, I feel like they betrayed me.
So, A, I'm on her side. And B, well, doesn't this play into your, what'd you call it?
JOMO.
Like, you don't have to be there the entire time.
Normally it would. But for some reason, I feel like because it's her birthday celebration, if anyone should be there when, like, at the beginning with her, it's me. So,
no, if anybody should be there at the beginning, it's her.
Right. Yeah, because her birthday is about her.
But it's not her actual birthday. We already celebrated the birthday. This is just a weekend trip, and now you're forcing me to go one, and then you're leaving me?
I got your lady on this one.
Huh?
I got your lady on this one.
Oh, this is wrong, man.
I got your lady on this one, too.
I'm siding with the lady.
Oh, bro, you thought you were going to have a whole studio filled with support.
I didn't, actually. Okay. Yeah, I knew exactly how this was going to go. I knew y'all was going to do me like this.
Let her go do her thing, man.
Even, I'm not paying for the ticket, man. I ain't changing the flight. How about that? I'm dumping it down on Betty.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.